This informal practice is called compassion with equanimity. It can also be practiced as a formal meditation, as we will do now, for about 15 minutes. So please begin by finding a comfortable position. And letting your eyes close partially or fully. And take a few deep breaths to settle into your body and into the present moment. You may like to put your hand over your heart or wherever it feels comforting and soothing as a reminder to bring affectionate awareness to your experience and to yourself. And now please bring to mind someone whom you are caring for, who is exhausting you or frustrating you. Someone whom you care about who is suffering. And if this is the first time you're doing this exercise, please choose someone who is not your child, as this can be a more complicated dynamic. So when someone comes to mind, please visualize the person and the caregiving situation clearly in your mind. Even allowing yourself to feel the struggle in your body, the struggle of caring for this person. And then please listen carefully to the following words, letting them gently roll through your mind as you think about this person. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like this are difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. So aware of the stress that you're carrying in your body, inhale fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body and filling every cell of your body with compassion. Letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply. And by giving yourself the compassion that you need with the in-breath. And as you exhale, keeping the person in mind who you're caring about, sending compassion out to this person, the person who is associated with your discomfort. Continuing to breathe compassion. Compassion in for me. And out for you. Allowing your body to find a natural breathing rhythm. Allowing your body to breathe itself, but allowing every in-breath to be for yourself, and the out-breath to be for the other. One for me, and one for you. In for me. And out for you. And if your attention wanders, perhaps putting a hand over your heart or elsewhere, to feel your own body, and then once again to breathe in for yourself, breathing compassion in for yourself, and breathing out for the other. And also occasionally scanning your body for any signs of distress. And if you feel any distress, then simply inhaling compassion for yourself. And if you find you would like to just linger with yourself because you need a lot of compassion, then just breathing in for yourself again and again and again. Maybe three breaths for yourself and one out for the other. Maybe 10 breaths for yourself, one out for the other, giving yourself what you need. And if you find the person you're caring about needs extra compassion and that feels right to you, then sending out compassion again and again. Focusing more on your out-breath. Whatever feels just right to you. Again, allowing your breath to find a natural rhythm. Perhaps even noticing how your body is being gently caressed from the inside by that natural rhythm. breathing compassion in for yourself, out for the other, and just the right balance. Allowing yourself to be held and internally caressed by your own breathing. Breathing compassion in, compassion out. Even allowing yourself to float on an ocean of compassion, or even to be a part of an ocean of compassion, a limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. And again, clearly visualizing the other person. And then letting these words once again gently roll through your mind. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like this are difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely in my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like this are difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. And now letting go of the practice. Letting your awareness gently settle. Perhaps letting your experience of the practice to be just as it was. If you can, if only for now, letting your experience of caregiving be just as it is. And finally, allowing yourself, if only for this moment, to be just as you are. Just like this. Fully human. And then when you're ready, gently opening your eyes.